let's maybe talk about just clinical decision-making nowadays in terms of patients you're going to, in the metastatic setting, where you're going to use immunotherapy, and whether that's BRAF wild type or not. And of course, you know, one key question is, are you going to use a checkpoint inhibitor alone, or are you going to use a combination like Ipi-Nivo? Can you talk a little bit about, in your own mind, how you compare those two options, and how do you go about making a decision? Do you look at PD-L1 levels, for example?
Now, there's a very, very important question. So first, I would like to say that even if the patient is BRAF mutant, I would go first with immunotherapy in the metastatic disease, unless the patient has a very, very big tumor burden, very rapidly threatened by the metastasis, very symptomatic. But in the other situation, which is the majority of the cases, I would go with an immunotherapy. So now your question is very important. Should we go with anti-PD-1 single agent, about 40% of response rate, about 15% of grade 3 and 4 adverse events, or should we go with anti-CTLA-4, anti-PD-1, so nivolumab plus ipilimumab, with a response rate that is a little bit higher, close to 60%, but also 60% of grade 3 and 4 adverse events. Do I do PD-L1 staining? Well, I do PD-L1 staining, but I do it in a research objective because I would not rely on that. The reason is simple. It really happened to me several times to do two biopsies in one patient of two different metastases and to have a positive on one side and a negative PD-L1 on the other side. This is not stable. This is not homogeneous, this staining. It is not very well standardized. And here again, I'm happy that we can give the drugs regardless of the staining. It's a little bit like what we said about the tumor mutation burden. If you have a high PD-L1 staining, you know the chances are high that you are going to respond to anti-PD-L1. But I can tell you, I have a lot of patients who have responded with a negative PD-L1 also. So I don't do it as a decision making. I know some people do it, but we don't do it in most of the cases in our hospital and in our country. But what I think is going to be very important is to really explain to the patients. Because if you give anti-CTLA-4, anti-PD-1, you know that the patient has a high probability to have a strong adverse event, a severe adverse event, and he has or she has to be okay to take the risk. And that's very important that you explain the risk to the patient and you have really to spend a lot of time explaining it. What I would do, I would propose anti-CTLA-4, anti-PD-1, so Nivo, Ipi. I would propose that to patients who are in good shape. I would not propose that to a patient who is 90-year-old, but you know, patients who are in good shape, who really want to fight, I would really propose them this option because even if it's not much better than anti-PD-1, it seems to be a little bit better. And we know that even if we have to stop for toxicity, in 40% of the cases, it's huge. I mean, close to half of the patients do not receive the entire treatment with the 4 infusion. Why? Because of toxicity. But it does not impair the response. And you know, I can tell you a story of a patient, one infusion. I remember, very young man, good shape, one infusion, big adverse events like hepatitis, colitis, fever. We stop. And before even considering coming back with the second infusion, he's in complete response. He never received another infusion. So that's great.
Was that Ipi-Nivo or single agent?
Yeah. Ipi-Nivo.
Wow.